Remember when I said that this podcast was going to be messy and imperfect, and then I disappeared for 2 months because I fell right back into perfectionist thinking? Nailed it! Yeah. Hi, I'm Amy Schlerb, the Aligned Actor. I'm a professional actress and a certified mindset coach here to help you thrive mentally and emotionally in all areas and aspects of your life as a creative human being. So yeah, restarting this podcast, adding the video component, overthinking everything, it all happened. My brain kind of freaked out about everything, and 2 months went by and there was no podcast. So yeah, that happened. There's no excuse. It's just sort of old habits and mental garbage run amok, I would say. I just, you know, it's all this stuff that I just want to get over about myself. But it's a little harder to get over it about myself than I thought maybe it would be. And that's okay. I'm just gonna forgive myself and hopefully you forgive me and let's just move on. So yeah, today I have something very special for you. I recently hosted a free mindset workshop called It's the Most Awkward AF Time of the Year. And it was to help actors and creatives figure out how to handle all of the really awkward AF questions and comments that people outside of our creative fields tend to throw at us at holiday gatherings. So for me as an actress, I get a lot of stuff like, well, why don't you just call up Steven Spielberg and ask him for a job? Because he seems really nice and you're a good actor, so why wouldn't he just hire you? Or like, well, why do you still take class? Don't you know how to act? Haven't you been acting for a while? Like, why do you still go to an acting class? What's that about? Or, well, that audition that you were really excited about, whatever happened with that? Oh, why didn't you get that? Why didn't you book that? If you know, you know. And we could do a whole podcast just about those phrases. I did a whole reel that was just all those questions and comments getting thrown at an actor and their kind of point of view of like, I'm just sitting here and this is awkward and I feel weird. Anyway, it can be stressful and a lot. And so in this workshop, I gave people a 5-part plan to help make the holidays less stressful and more enjoyable. If you want access to that full 5-step plan, please go to thealignedactor.com/awkwardaf. And you can get free immediate access to the entire workshop, the whole 5-step plan, all of the stuff. It's really, really awesome. And I would encourage you to do that if that's something that you're like, yes, I need that. I want that right now. At the heart of that whole workshop is this one really important mindset shift. And that's what I'm going to share with you today. So I'm going to be sharing just that section of the workshop here in the podcast. If you're watching the video, you'll get to see the whole video with all of the slides and everything like that. If you're listening, then you'll just listen along and hear it. And then maybe you'll want to go to YouTube and see it live in the YouTube video, or you'll want to go check out the full workshop on my website. Whatever, you do you. And the reason that I'm sharing this section of the workshop with you today on the podcast is because it's really important, because each of these questions, they do two things to us. Number one, they make us feel misunderstood and therefore disconnected from whoever it is that's asking these questions or making these comments. And that can feel especially threatening when that person who's doing that is somebody that we love. It's scary. It feels weird because it's like, they don't get me. And how do they not see me as who I see me and who I am? It can feel very scary and threatening to be in that type of situation with somebody that we love, right? And number two, all of these questions and comments, they have the potential to hit on insecurities that may be lurking within us that maybe we haven't fully acknowledged. And the biggest one of those is this idea of, I'm not good enough. And that thought alone, I think, lurks in a lot of creative people. And we don't like to acknowledge it. We don't like to talk about it, but it's there. And I think one of the best ways to combat it is to actually expose it to the light, use sunlight as a disinfectant, and see it and start picking it apart and taking it down for what it is, because it's not true. it lives there and we get very scared by it and we feel like it's the truth, but it's not the truth. Anyway, we get into both of these ideas in much more detail in this section of the workshop. And so that's what I want to share with you right now. So let's just do that. Please enjoy. These moments, they leave us feeling awkward and weird, and it's not easy. But this is really, this mindset shift here is really where, like I said, the rubber meets the road. So they don't get it. And that is okay. That's kind of like the first thing to remember. Like, take a deep breath and remember, they don't get it. And that is okay. But here's the thing. This idea is really hard because I think the best thing for us to do in those circumstances is to save our energy and release the need for them to get it. And what's hard about that is that we as human beings, we have kind of a biological need to feel seen and heard and felt and understood. It's kind of like if people don't get us and don't understand us, or there's a disconnect there, it can be very unsettling for us because it kind of threatens the connection that we have with those people. And those people are people that love us and that we love. And so I think that it can feel kind of extra threatening in those sort of circumstances. It feels so off when that connection and that understanding is just not happening. It can feel very invalidating. We can feel very insecure, especially when like the comments are hitting against things that we maybe feel insecure about within our own selves. And so this is really hard, but it's also really gonna help in a lot of ways to remember that they don't need to get it. We need to get it. And we have plenty of people in our lives, hopefully, who do get it. We have peers. The people who are sitting right here, each and every one of us just shared an awkward story. And the rest of us were like, oh yeah, no, I know that. I know that feeling. I understand that completely. So you have other people in your lives who do see you. Your peers see you. Your peers see and acknowledge you. And they empathize and they get it. They know what positive career trajectory looks like for an actor, whereas your family may not understand that as well. So our loved ones don't need to get it for us to actually be okay. It can still hurt for them to not get it. And we certainly need to, I think, feel our feelings around that and let that sort of like process that, let that sort of sit there for a second and like acknowledge it that like, this feels really awkward and uncomfortable. And I don't like this feeling in my body of not being seen or felt or heard, but I'm still here. I'm okay. And I can do this. And then the other thing to remember in this circumstance that I think can help is that there are things about them that you also don't get. And this is where I need to tell you a very fun story about my father and this black hole. So my dad is an astronomer and he was part of the team of scientists that took this picture. And I was like, oh my God, that is amazing. This is so cool. It's a black hole. And it's also kind of fuzzy. And he goes, yeah, I know. So people say that, but it's actually the same level of clarity as if where you are in Los Angeles, so that little owl down there, if you could see all the way to Vermont, which is where my dad lives, you would be able to read In God We Trust on a quarter. To be able to see that is the same as being able to see from Los Angeles to Vermont and be able to read In God We Trust on a quarter. That's how clear and amazing that picture is. And I still have a hard time understanding and conceptualizing what that actually means. But in no way, shape, or form am I saying that's not a good picture. It just looks fuzzy because that's how I understand images and how I understand photographs and what I'm used to seeing when I'm presented with a photograph of something. And so I started thinking about this and I was like, okay, this is kind of like when I tell my dad, I'm so excited because this casting director keeps calling me in. I'm having tons of auditions. I got pinned. I'm on a veil. All of that kind of stuff that is basic confirmation that my work is good and that my career is overall on the right track, right? And, he's like, okay, that's great. But when am I going to see you on my TV? Because he's thinking more about the booking and the result then from that of being able to see me on some kind of screen, because that's how he understands and conceptualizes the entertainment industry. So it's working or not working. And that's how a lot of our family and our loved ones conceptualize the entertainment industry and conceptualize our careers. And again, that is still really hard to wrestle with. But I think what we can do is look for the ways that we don't get them. Maybe we can practice some understanding and compassion overall for them and for ourselves and start to see things from their eyes and from their intention. And to remember that, if I'm saying, like, oh, it's a fuzzy black hole, I'm not saying it's not good enough and I don't love you and I think you're a really crap scientist. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it looks fuzzy to me because I don't understand really like big science stuff because that's not what I do. And so I think the mindset work for us to do is to look beyond the words and the feeling misunderstood, feel that out, process that out, and then look for the love and the intention and, what's coming out, however misspoken. There's still, I think, love in there. The words may come out wrong, but can you find love in them? Because I think for the most part, now this is a pretty broad generalization, but for the most part, our family, our loved ones, our friends, they do just want what's best for us. They want our web series to get its money. They want us to be successful. They want to see us on their TVs. They just have weird ways of expressing that because, again, they don't understand what the realities of our business are. They don't understand what the details are that we now understand as artists because we have the behind the scenes look at what the industry is and what this all looks like, right? So they don't get it. And that's okay, like we were talking about before. Because ultimately, every awkward moment means what you make it mean. So, something as sort of jarring as, am I going to see you on my TV soon? That to us can feel like, oh my God, she's judging me. She thinks I should quit. She has some kind of certain timeline for me, and she's disappointed that I'm not further along in my career, or it's been too long since I've been on a screen that she's able to see, things like that. Or she's interested and supportive of my career and of me, but that question is making me feel insecure and inadequate. And those feelings are what we need to allow grace and space for within us. But those are our work. Those are our inner work. Our insecurities are our mindset work. Those are the things that we can then look at and go, this question is really bothering me. Why? Why does that really bother me? And I'm, feeling insecure in that particular area of my career. And so, therefore, that's why it's bringing up these things to start looking at it in that way. Because if we feel supremely confident in ourselves, if the insecurities are gone, that question hits differently, right? If I'm feeling real good, if I'm on top of the world, if I've completely like kind of grounded that actor identity and I'm feeling really confident in myself as an artist. Somebody asks me, am I going to see you on my TV soon? I'm probably just like, oh, you know what? I don't have anything coming up right now, but I will definitely let you know. And it doesn't even faze me. Like, I have this inner confidence. I don't hear behind that question a need to like prove myself or to prove my legitimacy or to prove that, like, oh, I do enough acting to be considered an actor. I'm secure in my own knowledge, and you're asking a question. That's it. That's all that's happening. I get to decide the story behind the question. I get to decide what the question means to me. I get to decide all of that kind of stuff. And then this brings up another story from my dad. Oh, if he only knew how many stories he's inspired over the years. It's all good though. I know my dad is very supportive and he loves me a lot and is very, very proud of me. But again, he doesn't get it. So these things happen. And then I've taken it on as my work to help him understand as best I can, let go of it when I don't need him to understand, and then also make my own shifts so that the things don't hit as much, right? Okay, so here's the story. So in October of last year, I booked the Goldbergs, which was great. I was really excited. It was awesome. And my dad didn't think I was on screen enough. He was like, oh, I didn't realize it was going to be so short. I wish it had been longer or something like that. Then fast forward to February of this year, I called my dad because I was over the moon. I was pinned for two jobs at the same time. And I was like, oh my God, like I booked something in October and now I might work two jobs at the same time. This is so exciting. And I tell my dad this, like I'm pinned for these two roles. And his response, God love him, was, that's great, but would you appear on screen for longer than 20 seconds? And I think as I was sitting in my backyard, I literally did the like, pull the knife out of my heart pantomime motion because it hurt. There were a lot of feelings that I felt in that particular moment. I was like, God, am I not good enough? I will never be good enough. In the actual moment, I ended up saying something like, well, you know, Dad, it's really not about how long you're on screen. Let's not worry about this. And I realized after we hung up that I had two choices. I could either spiral down and continue down on that spiral of I'm not good enough. I will never be good enough. My career will never be good enough. Doing, you know, co-stars and 20 seconds on screen here and there, it's never going to be good enough. Why even bother? I could have done that. Or I decided my other option was to get curious about those feelings, acknowledge and process them, and choose to see my dad's question from a more empowering perspective, some place that actually served me and moved me forward in my mindset and in my career rather than took me completely out of the game, right? So I thought about it and I really did feel my feelings too. Like that's a really important step. Like that hurts. And you might have to call a friend or text a friend and be like, oh, I can't believe that. Like what? I talked to my husband about it. And he was like, oh yeah, that's a tough one. Again, talking, sharing that load, right? So I felt my feelings. I really thought about it. And I decided to find the love that was behind it. And I remembered how much my dad loves me, how much my dad loves my work, how supportive he is of me and my career, how much he believes in me. And so the conclusion that I came to out of all of that was that I realized that what he was really saying in saying this was, I believe in you and I want to see more of you. He wasn't upset that I wasn't booking good enough jobs. It was basically just that he wanted to see more of me. He wanted to see more of me on his TV. He wants to see my work because he believes in me. He's proud of me. He likes what I do. He thinks I do a good job. So that was the empowering meaning that I chose to see behind those words. And that's not easy, but it has helped me a lot. It has helped me move forward in a lot more ways rather than like spiraling down and feeling disempowered from any of that conversation. Because ultimately, what matters is the meaning that you make. So we have to be making empowering meanings from all of these conversations and these situations. It's okay to feel our feelings. I certainly do that all the time. But let the overall story that you take away from the interaction serve you rather than sideline you and take you out of the game completely. Really, what's happening is that they're hitting on insecurities that are within us. And so then that's the work to recognize that like, oh, this interaction makes me feel bad. We kind of are assuming that our loved ones mean the best, that they're acting with love. And so if we are sort of experiencing like, okay, they mean well, I'm still feeling like shit. What do I do with that? And that's where to start looking at those insecurities and our own sort of like, you know, the dialogue that we have with our inner critic, ways that we ourselves don't feel like we're good enough or doing enough or things like that. And that's where these shifts can start to happen. So that was a lot to take you all through. That was kind of a big slide and a big journey. It's a lot to process and kind of take in. So take your time with it, obviously. Welcome back. Okay, so that's a big idea, right? Like, that's a big mindset shift to wrap your brain around. So I want you to take some time with it. I want you to take time to digest it, process it, sit with it, just be open to it, and maybe start asking that question and getting curious about, is there something I'm insecure about? Is there that lingering, lurking thought in the back of my brain that's going, I'm not good enough in some way? Is that there? And is that what's causing me to react in this uncomfortable way to these questions and comments? Because when we find that, then we can start exposing that, like I said, we can start doing our own inner work around that idea. We can start realizing how untrue it is. We can practice better ideas and thoughts about ourselves that can help to combat and lessen that feeling of I'm not good enough overall for ourselves. Because the idea that we assign meaning to each interaction is, it's not always easy, but I do believe that it's essential and that it will take us really far in any interaction with people that are outside of our industry. So I hope that you found that valuable, and I hope that you start applying it to your life. You get to make up the meaning of all of these interactions, and so I would encourage you and hope that you make up an empowering meaning behind all of these interactions, and if nothing else, that you make up a meaning that serves you as opposed to threatens you and takes you down. And again, if you would like access to the full workshop, if you want the full 5-step plan of everything that we did in that workshop, you can go to thealignedactor.com/awkwardaf and you can get immediate access. It's totally free. There's no upsell. We get into a lot more stuff in the actual workshop. We talk about self-care and we talk about stress relief. We talk about giving and receiving support from our community. And those two ideas in and of themselves, the like self-care and stress relief plan, and then giving and receiving support from our community, those two ideas alone are hugely foundational for having an enjoyable holiday season as opposed to a really awkward, stressful one. We also talk about fun ways to engage with our loved ones and how to anchor confidence in our bodies so that we can access it at any time that we want to. And that was a really fun exercise that we did. So it's all really good stuff for the holidays, of course, because that's what inspired the workshop. That's what made me go, I want to talk about this. This is a thing. Let's do this. But it's also just really great information in general, because these interactions are not just limited to the holidays, right? These awkward interactions can happen at any time. So we might as well be prepared for them. We might as well realize that we have a lot of power in how we see these interactions and how we choose to see ourselves as we're engaging in these interactions. So that's what I have for you today. Remember that, you know, they don't get it. That's okay. They don't need to get it. You need to get it. So do you get it? Do you get that you are a creative professional? That you are doing this and that you are of value in this industry and in this world? That is what I want you to remember above all else. You are awesome. You are amazing. You are a creative person. Take that in, embody that, because that is the truth. You're doing the work, you're showing up for yourself and your career and your life, and you're amazing. So thanks for joining me today, and I will see you next time. Bye.